And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Christmas crash was attributed to St. Francis of Assisi in the 12th century. He wanted to inspire his generation to recognize the humanity of Christ, and the humble beginnings of his birth and of his reign, the poverty which he took on, in just being the beginning onwards, he embraced that poverty and that humility. So for St. Francis, he did a life-size version of it. So he had actors and he had animals and he had hay and he had lots of poop from the animals in this thing. I mean, that's what animals have, right? Just we have so sort of romanticized the crash. And what his thing was to get us back to the core of it, that it was a very real situation. And this manger, just understand what the manger is. The manger is the trough where the animals eat the hay from. So, and that's where Jesus was born in. And this is what our Savior, our God made human, was born. And this incomprehensible mystery, this ineffable words that God gives to us, Francis tried to bring back to reality by having it right before us, this question, remind us of the true beginnings of God. That this was not some God who decided that he was going to come down as a king in a palace, a big towering, big towers in a fine palace with trumpets blasting when he was born. Instead, he chose to be born in a manger. And the first people to sing his praises were shepherds. Understand who shepherds are. Shepherds are the lowest on the employment. They didn't even have home. They were living in the fields. That's what the scripture does. Living in the fields. And they came and they saw and they believed. So the question then, this scene of nativity, the crash here, we have a crash out here. There's bazillion artists who have done beautiful renditions of the nativity scene and the crash. In fact, the bishop at his house, every year he puts on a number of receptions for Christmas to say thank you to the priests, the deacons and their wives, the different liturgical ministers, and the different workers at the office. But in his house, he has dozens of little creches from different countries, each representing different colors and different understandings of the creche. He's got tons from Europe and Eastern Europe and Russia. He's got from China and Japan and all over Asia and Australia. He's got tons from Africa, different parts of Africa, West and East Africa and South Africa. And he's got from South America and even here, old North America. And of course, the centerpiece is the Irish one. But that's this one. Just saying. But like it's so wonderful to see these different interpretations, because each of the artists put in their mind the image of how God is to them. And each of them, of course, has the color of skin that they are. But that's exactly the point. The God comes to us in human flesh, whatever that flesh is. Whether it be white, black, yellow, or brown, or whatever else it is that we see our God, that is our God. God is born every day. Because that's the message of Christ. When God became human and took on the human condition, he did it so that we could be one with his divine condition. I mean, that's the ultimate message of Christmas, is that he became flesh so that we would know that we are loved by God, that we are profoundly loved by God, every single one of us. And every single one of us is a face of God. Last night at all the vigil masses, we process in with a newborn baby, and I show, I like a Lion King, I showed up and I showed off as the new baby that was born. But last night we had so many babies that had been born this last year that when I held up one here in the middle of the homily, I said, anyone who's got a less than 1 year old child, stand up and do the Lion King right now. Do we have any newborn babies from this last year? Or are you willing to stand up and show them off? Come on, let's stand up and show off. Give it whoever's got it. Yeah, there's a few. Come on, let's give them a round of applause. There you go. In each of these children is the face of God. And it is, I don't know why, but it's so easy to believe that when you look at a baby child and you say, oh, it's so cute. Oh my gosh, absolutely. And then when you look at your spouse and you go, yeah, yeah. It's like, what happened? Where along the line you lost the face of Christ? No, we never lose the face of Christ. Nothing we do, nothing we say, nothing that happens to us can ever change the fact that God loves us. Nothing will separate us from the love of God. That is the profound message of Christmas. And that he came in a humble form and has a particular preference for the poor. Why? Why does Christ take on this human, in this human condition in this way? Well, we believe the reason why is because he had a particular preference and option for the poor. The most vulnerable. Those who are the poorest. Those who, as the new Francis, Pope Francis says, who are on the up, on the very periphery of our society. And why does Pope Francis say that? Because he said that's what Christ would do. We have to have a preferential option for those who are the poorest, those who are the most broken, those who are beaten down by life. And so for all of us, the message is that God loves us. But maybe today, for those among us who are wounded and broken by life, that have lost a loved one, are dealing with maybe abuse in your own life or somebody else's life, or just find yourself ill with different sorts of things and are finding life difficult, know that God has a special place in his heart for you. He says to you and to all of us, but especially to you, God loves you. God loves you so much that nothing can ever, ever separate us from that love. Not even death can separate us from that love. Now that message is worth well celebrating. And that's why we sing for joy. Sing of joy. Why? And well, it's the Lord, because that message is so important. Now more than ever in our world do we need to hear that message. Now more than ever do we need to believe that message, that we are loved by God and then we are called to love others as God has called us to allow him to love us. So today, maybe you could look at this crash, or maybe you could look at the crash outside, or maybe you could look at one of your, if you've got a crash in your own house, or the many other multiple crashes you'll see, is to pause for a moment and to say a prayer. Not to the wooden or the plaster or whatever it's made of, not to give worship to what it's made of, but to what it represents. And to recognize that the Christ is born among us so that we can know that we are loved by God. And that when you go into your dinners and your festivities in the creches, the human live creches of your own homes, is to recognize that each and every person around that table is loved by God. And therefore we are called to love them. So today we celebrate the birth of Christ. We celebrate the Christ who is already among us and within us. The Christ who promises to love us into eternity.